Well, as we come together and honor our mothers today, it is a very special day. And instead of just a flower, we wanted to give the women of our church something very special. And so our children are going to come forward, and Erin is going to lovingly, Erin, put these together, she and her husband, Tim. But they are seeds, embedded seeds, and there is a special verse on it that says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. And, you know, for each of us, we are to be spiritually planting seeds into those around us. And this verse says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. And that's really what we're called to be, is spiritually planting the word of God and his truth in those around us. And so this is a reminder of who we are as women and men, because we're all to be spiritually pouring into other people around us. And so this is a special gift for you all today. And I spent some time with my mom yesterday. Oop. She's almost 82 and still vibrant, full of life, and still plays the organ at her church, but it was a precious time. And then for some of you, you don't have your mothers anymore, and that is hard. But there are other people that we can pour into. And I think of the spiritual legacy of the Mary Moores in our congregation, who are in their 80s and almost 90. We have a lady here that's going to be introduced in just a few minutes, Miss Blanche, who's 100, and she is here today. And so we are so honored to have her. So wherever we are in our lives, whether we have our moms, whether we have children or grandchildren, it is a blessing to be able to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and to pass that legacy on to those around us. And I felt really burdened to share with you the power of prayer in a mother's life. I have a mom that has prayed for me and my family and my children and her grandchildren every day. And I feel that. And I'm bearing the fruit of a faithful mother. And some of you didn't have that, but you can start now in praying for your children. And maybe you don't have children. Find someone else to pray with. I've had the privilege for this last year of praying with two other mothers, and we get together once a week, and for 1 hour we storm the gates of heaven on behalf of our children. And it is powerful. So I want to encourage you to find somebody to pray with. Even if it's over the phone, I have an 80-year-old friend in Murfreesboro. At 5 o'clock every morning, and I've spent the night with her, she's on the phone with other women praying for her children and for those that she touches. There's power in prayer. And you may not see the results of those prayers for years. You can pray, and you think, God, are you hearing? He does hear. And he's faithful. And all those tears and all those prayers, even when your children are babies, he honors those and he remembers those and he holds them. And he will answer. He is faithful. So I want to encourage you to be women and men. But today, be women of prayer. You storm the gates of heaven and you stand in the gap for those children. You pray for them when they're babies. You pray for them growing up. You pour truth into them. You pray for them when they start school. You pray for those teachers who have influence on them. And then you pray for them through those middle school years and for their peers and through who they choose to surround themselves with. And then you pray for them in high school. And you pray for them as they go off to college. You pray for them when they're on the battlefield. You pray for them for their future mates. And then you pray for their godly marriages. Every stage you pray. And God is faithful. This is my last Mother's Day with one in my house. I'm fixing to be an empty nester. But I will not stop praying for my son. And for my daughter who's all the way across the country now. Who I can't be with her today. But boy, I can be with her in prayer. So stand firm. Don't let the enemy have your children because he wants them. And he's got a target on them. But he can't have them because they belong to him. So you stand in the gap for your kids. And if you don't have children, you find somebody else to pray for. That was just on my heart today as a mom. So thank you.
Well, let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for you. And we're so grateful for life. We're grateful for our lives. We're grateful for the lives of those that you have put in our families, those that you have put around us that have become